Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, praise the Lord. It is a wonderful day. I thank the Lord for being here this morning. I thank the Lord for all of you that will tune in and have tuned in. And I just thank the Lord for you. God is so good. He is good. He makes everything good. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. Amen, amen. We just thank you for joining in. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're so glad in it. Why? Because our Father has made this day, and everything that we need for this day, He has provided. We just ask the Lord to allow us to see. Amen. And not miss anything. Oh, we won't get weary in well doing. Hallelujah. For the scripture says we will reap if we faint not. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it is just so good to be sitting here. It's been a minute. Hallelujah. God encourages us, yes, to get up and get going and get started. That's right. Hallelujah. All of us have a little break time. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord. Yes, I got it. This is what I was created to do. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. And so I would just like to say for those who, not to give up on me, I had some challenges that I needed to, that needed to be worked through. Well, let me not talk in riddles. I have been sick, and the Lord, He has brought me through. A lot of times you have to recuperate. And I thank the Lord for allowing me to recuperate. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. That's right. Hallelujah. In spite of everything that could go wrong and do go wrong, it does happen life. So we just thank God for the resilience to be able to bounce back. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so happy. Yes, I am. It's a beautiful morning. They told us that on my side of the world, they said that we were going to have inclement weather starting around 2 o'clock, but I saw the clouds looking a bit threatening last night. Well, you just never know. Hallelujah. But one thing we know, that if we just rest in Jesus, let me just stop this. Rest in Yeshua, we'll be all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Just have a little talk with Yeshua, and He'll make everything all right. And for some of you who may come out, Yeshua, what is she talking about? That's Jesus' name. His name, not Jesus, is Yeshua. Mm-hmm. That's what the angel told his mama and Joseph to name him. And so one day we'll talk about where it all came from and how it all began. That's right. But for now, you'll hear me, and I don't want confusion. But the scripture says, when you know the truth, you walk therein. So I like it when I read the scripture today, in the name. Mm-hmm. And He said, you can ask the Father in my name. God has been so good to us. because he knew we didn't know what we were saying when we were in darkness. But we called. Yes, there was, I knew no other name. That's right. But the name of Jesus. And God has been merciful. But when you know the truth, a lot of us don't want to change because we have people pressure. We have to rebuke that. We have to rebuke the people pressure. We are saying that people have more influence and power over us than God. Think about it. Who are you going to choose? Well, that's not how we did it in our church. Think about it. Search the scriptures, my brothers and my sisters. Search the scriptures and know the scriptures. That's right. Oh, there she go with that new religion. Not a new religion. It was, his name was Jesus. I mean, Yeshua, before it was Jesus, we came up with Jesus, man. Search the scripture, call, and ask the Holy Ghost to give you clarity and understanding. Open your mind to the scriptures. Yes, Lord, get off of YouTube, and I don't knock all of that, but get off of, not only YouTube, Facebook, going back and forth, this thing and that. Search the scriptures. Google and seeing how much someone's dress costs or piece of furniture costs or jewelry costs. Search the scriptures. Yeah, that's what you do. Instead of talking about people or even sharing this, sharing that. But you know God is a jealous God. We find that we spend more time doing stuff and leading people wrong because the people we love, we respect, we esteem them higher than God. Search the scriptures. Cheers, my brothers and my sisters. And when you know the truth, you walk therein. And we can do everything respectfully. Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And then when you pray, you have faith. That's right. But you, the word of God is alive. That's right. Hallelujah. So when you pray, you know who you're praying to. Ooh, goodness. You know him. Uh-huh. And then when you have interact with him, it continues to build. He continues to build your faith in him. And you'll be like David with his trophies. I know the bear, I conquered those. I subdued those. Yes, your lions and your bears trophies. That's right. And God did it. For me. So now who is this uncircumcised heathen that would come up against the children of our child of the Most High God? But don't go doing that. And you still cussing, drinking, smoking, fornicating, adultery. And then you don't know who I am. Come on. You know, last time you prayed, last time you had a conversation with God, and then you're going to try to fight something, you're not going to be able to do it. Get it, as I just hearing in my spirit, get right with God and do it then. That's right. Get on the job and get so nasty. Yes. I mean, nasty, downright nasty and mean and hateful. And then you don't know who I am. You come up against me, I'll pray against you, I'll do this. Come on, come on, come on. It's not for that. It's not for that. We're not into that. You'll find yourself in a bad place. So don't do that. Get right. Be polished. Yeah, I like to use, you got the polish. That's right. You got the polish. You got the polish. Some of them have been in church 50 years and still you got to be polished. Oh God, hallelujah, polished. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! God understand me 50 years and he still got to understand his foolishness and you don't even know his name. Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. You're a child of God. Search the scriptures. You're a saint. Precious in his sight. Search the scriptures. That's right. Search the scriptures. Be humble before your God and know your God. Is that all right? I think it's all right myself. That's what I think. I say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say yes. I like that song. Say yes. Lord, yes. To your will and to your way. I'll say yes. Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And another thing I want to say, we'll get there and we'll say, whatever the Lord want me to do, that's what I want to do, that's what I'm going to do. If it's uncomfortable, I know God didn't want me to do that. Oh, you think the cross was comfortable? Do you think that the apostles' lives were comfortable? No, my dear heart, no. But they trust in God. They have, and it didn't happen overnight. It did not happen overnight. Don't let people push you and make you and shame you because you are not what they say they are. No, don't do that. It takes time. It took time. Even after Jesus rose from the dead, look, he was still encouraging his disciples. They had been with him 3 years and there still was doubt. But when they followed his instructions, they were able to go and teach men, not their ways, but the ways of the Master. But if you don't have faith and your faith is not strong, remember, God has given us all a measure of faith. And what is that faith? Confidence in him, taking him at his word. Now, how are you going to know what his word is if you don't search the scripture? He'll give you peace. You let it go. Take your time. He will guide you through this earth. Yes, he will. But a lot of times now, he'll bring us through, and we're so happy, and then we fall right back in the trap, and that can happen several times. I'm not saying that it's the best position to be in, but it happens. So what I'm saying, and don't beat yourself up because you find yourself in a place of need. You knew you were going to be there in the first place. But make up in your mind. Make up in your mind. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. Make up in your mind that you want him to cleanse you from unrighteousness. That you want to learn of him. Learn of him. And don't listen to these compromising people. Faith is taking God at his word. Faith is trust and confidence that if he said it, it will come to pass. That's right. If he said it, God said it. It shall come to pass. That's right. If God said it. That's right. One of my most favorite scriptures is in Genesis. Genesis 3 and 15. And you say, well, why would this be your favorite scripture? But in the beginning, God, of course, that you go to first mention in your Bible. What did it say? Let me take it back here. Genesis 1 and 1 in the English version. We can get and see what it how it reads in Hebrew. But let's just do this. Ask the Lord to touch our heart, give us clarity and understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It says, and never come to God's word without asking for help from the Holy Spirit. My Bible says Holy Ghost, you know. But in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's good enough for me, first mention. Now go over here to Genesis, the third chapter, starting at the 15th verse. And you can say you start at the sixth verse of the third chapter, because then you see what happened. But Genesis, the third chapter, and we'll do the 14th verse. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. Verse 15, oh my God, listen. And he says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The promise of the Messiah coming, the Redeemer. And God told the enemy what he was going to do. He did face to face. You did this. They're going to be all right. You're going to be doomed. You are doomed. That's right. Because you did this, you were doomed. That's right. He didn't wait to bring a prophet into the world. God himself prophesied this prophecy right here, that the Messiah was coming and was going to redeem us. Now, you and I, we're living in a time where we know that Jesus has come. Yeshua has come. But now let me just my broadcast, all right? I'm just going to tell the truth. I have been so my heart has just been so uneasy. How in the world, and we call this Holy Week. Search the scriptures. And how are we still attaching paganism? It is. And I did it. And I shouted on. And the dates and the time, God is very adamant about dates and times. And we all out of sync. How are you going to have a resurrection and Passover is not even here yet? We're not even in sync. Oh, that's their holiday. This is ours. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. But look what you're connecting it to. And you get so emotional and you all off the time. My God. How can we do that? And there again, we go along with the masses. And we think we have done something. And we talk about how wonderful things were. And how we did these different experiences. And then we had changed the name to Resurrection. And that's not the time on the calendar. If you're gonna recognize something, at least do it on the proper occasion. The proper time. We all are. But that's all right, just as long as we do it. Really? How many of you would say you're celebrating your wedding anniversary? Somebody come in and say, happy anniversary 3 months before, 2 months, or 2 or 3 weeks before. You say, this is not my anniversary. What are you talking about? You wouldn't like it. You don't want it. You don't want people calling you by another name. My name is Margaret, not Margarita. Margarita is a beautiful name, but that's not my name. So why is it so easy for us to accept things that are in error for the Lord? Think about it. I'm just saying. We have the whole Bible. We need to read the foundation. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. We're in trouble. But back to prayer. It feels so good, y'all. Back to prayer. Prayer is having a conversation. You can have a conversation with the Lord about what I'm talking and ask him to show you. Uh-huh. My Lord, now don't get all frustrated and bothered and go, well, what is this? And you walk away. No, no, no. When you know the truth, you walk therein. Yes, you end up giving up your Christmas. You end up giving up your Valentine. You end up giving up having Easter whenever, but you'll have it on the right time. That's right. And what God called Holy Week, it'll truly be Holy Week. Let's not play. Who are we worshiping? How much more God has to tolerate from us? Well, I feel and I think, yeah, okay, you got feelings and you can think. But what does God think about it? Search the scriptures. Yes, in his mercy and his grace, he has allowed us room. But knowledge is going to, knowledge is busting out of the sea. There is no, Lord, help me. That's a good start right there. Open my mind of understanding, Lord. I want to worship you like you want to be worshiped. I want to love you like you want to be loved. God, show me the right way. Lead me and guide me, because someone is sound anointed does not mean that they're anointed. God, give me the spirit of discernment that I may discern. Just because a person can quote scripture and quote the whole Bible does not mean that they're right with God. And you should be intimidated. Ask God for a personal relationship with him. Open your mind to understanding, give you clarity, and give you and be your strength so that you can walk in the manner in which is pleasing to him. And if God gives you an assignment, don't expect it to be a bed of roses. Not going to happen. I ask him to be with you and be your strength and lead you and guide you every way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't tell you the road was going to be easy. He didn't say that, but I'm with you. Yes, you have his word. The blood still works. Oh, yes, it does. The blood still works when it's applied for righteousness. The blood of Yeshua still works. Hallelujah. Praise. We thank the Lord today. Hallelujah. I am so happy. I am so grateful. So my brothers and my sisters, seek the Lord with all your heart. Ask him to open your mind to understanding, give you clarity. Yes, Lord. And you can still call on him. He said, call on me. In the time of trouble, I'll hear for you. Hallelujah. We can call on him. Hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Woo, praise the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. And my brothers and sisters, indeed, it is prayer time. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. All my brothers and my sisters, have faith in God, knowing that when you pray, hallelujah, bless his name. When you call on him, he'll answer you. Hallelujah. Faith in the Almighty God. God bless you. Love you.